Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astral Mind 2012. Give a warm welcome to Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, like we were talking last night about symbolism, but tonight let's talk a little bit about clones.
Oh, and, that sounds great.
What's your thought on clones tonight?
Well, you know, everybody has heard that that everybody has a twin. I honestly believe that. But this twin is, you know, part of us. It's that other part of us in which, you know, I honestly believe that our DNA has been split, you know, and that there is, you know, clones living in other places, living different lives than what we're living right now. It's almost like Dolores Cannon says, that there was a time in our lives where we were at a crossroads in our life and we had to decide, you know, what road to take, and we took one road and the clone took the other. So, you want to share with us what you experienced today?
Well, it was really interesting. As I was going down the road with a coworker in the van, I looked over in the passenger seat and I saw the co-worker's clone as it was driving down the road, and I looked back at Kelly, and Kelly wasn't paying attention, but as I looked over her shoulder, I noticed I saw her clone driving down the road. And this
wow.
was right after when she was choking, and I saved her life. And this happened right after it when we were heading back home.
And you say that you saved her life. What exactly happened on that part?
Well, when she was choking, she was trying to pull for air, so she put up her arms, and I raised her arms up in her back, her spine, and I told her to breathe, and I kept patting on her back really hard, and she started turning blue, so the only thing I could think of was start doing Geotrans on her, and she popped out of it, and whatever it was, it went down her pipe, went down the wrong pipe, and she couldn't grasp any air, so the best thing I could do for her was do the Geotrans, and that almost like that put everything in alignment, almost like she had a stuck energy or something. Something was going on with her.
And what is Geotrans?
And Geotrans is a geometric language, which, you know, we think came from the aliens. With, you know, by using numbers, we're programming certain codes in the chakras, and we're aligning those codes with the chakras, and we're balancing the chakras and the aura, the magnetic energy field, and it allows us to access whatever parts of our body that's not functioning right, and put them back in alignment. And I think that's pretty much what happened to Kelly. Is she had some kind of stuck energy in her throat.
Wow.
The negative energy went to her throat. So she was saying something about Ian that she wasn't supposed to be saying, and it backfired on her, and it went inside of her throat, and I just pulled out the negative energy that got stuck.
Would you say that she had some kind of psychic attack?
I would say it was her own psychic attack. because, like you say, she might have been saying something that she wasn't supposed to be saying, and it backfired on her.
So then that would be more of a karma then.
I'd say it's more of a karmic thing. It could have been her justification where she was supposed to get burned in the back.
Right.
And then when she was mentioning about, when she was talking bad about Ian, it backfired and she started choking in her throat.
Wow.
So, whatever it was, his guides didn't like her gossiping about him. So that could have been her justification of a karmic debt that she had to pay off.
Yeah.
In which she felt like she was in the right, in which she wasn't in the right, because anybody who has a disability is always in the right, because they were the chosen ones that were supposed to come down to Earth and suffer for the humans. They were the first ones that battled Satan out of hell. Out of heaven into hell. So they've already made their place, their mark in heaven. In which a lot of people know better. You know, a lot of people have a conscience and they know better. They know right from wrong. And in Ian's mind, he didn't know right from wrong. He thought it was right that it was, he probably didn't even know it was even hot water. He probably thought it was cold water, and he poured hot water. And then he threw it on Kelly.
Yeah.
So he might have not have been conscious of what he was doing. He might have not have been, it might have been an influence by Ra to bring her justification.
Right.
And if he was influenced in that way, then he gave in to temptation, you know. But having a disability in different circumstances, I think God understands different circumstances, you know. In which a lot of people can't, because they're only looking at their rights. You know, basically their right to push people around, or, you know, that they want to be more in power. That's just my feeling on it, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do, too, with learning to forgive. I mean,
forgiveness, is important.
Yeah. That's why we have to be careful what we think and what we say.
That's true.
You know, because, you know, our thoughts and our words, you know, can actually hurt somebody or even kill them.
Oh, yeah.
Because what are we, you know, what are we co-creating?
It's true.
You know. Yeah. And that's why I think, you know, Jesus, you know, would always say to, you know, forgive, you know, love and forgive. So a lot of that is we, you know, have to remember what would Jesus do.
Kelly really didn't realize what her wrongs were either.
No.
And if you think about it, Damien has already given her a second strike. I mean, first it was the burning back, and then it was the choking.
Yeah.
So there's something that she hasn't learned from that yet. Why she keeps getting hurt, you know.
Well, you have to remember, too, you know, what happened to these people that were giving you a bad time.
you know. And
well, a lot of them end up being hurt.
Yeah.
Like you said, like that girl, Michelle, her car flipped upside down 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at Kelly, and there's no difference with Kelly the way her, you know, what she's doing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was just lucky that you were there to help her.
She was lucky. Yep.
Yeah.
But Jesus can give life and he can take it away.
Mhm. Like I said, we can, you know, be here today and gone tomorrow. Most of what I have to do is, you know, how are we, you know, treating others, you know, can we learn unconditional love? Can we learn to forgive?
That's,
you know,
true.
We're all, you know, experiencing something.
Well, the whole thing is like you say, gratitude is the most important thing for our life. But, you know,
right.
We value our life.
That is so true. Again, we want to remind all our listeners out there, you know, feel free to call in and we'll give you a reading. And we could, you know, talk about, you know, whatever might be going through right now, you know, being in 2012. So give us a call, you know, while we're still on the air. Is there anything else you want to share, Aja?
Well, I'd just like to share a little bit about what I know about. Well, I want to read a little bit about these, if we have time, read a little bit about these stones and their, what they represent. And I have a paper here that tells you the different what they mean. Like, I like to read about what the red jasper means. It says it's good for luck for action, helps correct unjust circumstances. Meditate with red jasper for ideas, for corrections, and remember that the choices we make are our own responsibilities. So what does that tell?
Okay.
What does that say about Kelly?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the actions that we make, you know.
Uh-huh.
We have to take that responsibility.
So basically what it's saying about Kelly is she has to take responsibility for her own actions.
That's right.
So if she's saying something about Ian.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Okay, Adrian, we got a caller. Let's go ahead and invite our caller on.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go ahead with the caller from the 561 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hello, this is Lisa from Florida.
Oh. We welcome you to our show tonight, and do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I want to see what you see about things improving for me. I'm going through a really hard time. I have to leave my place because I got back on my rent and they're evicting me, and they want me out in a week, and I have nowhere to go. I have no job. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just filled with so much anxiety.
Okay. I
don't know what to do.
Adrian, what are you getting for?
Well, there's several different things that you could do. I'll just give you a little example of from what I've learned about pentagrams and what I've learned about stones and candles that can help you. Me and Roy have worked with candles over years with different kinds of candles, and I like to call these reversible candles, and I don't know if you work with candles or not, which would help you. Colors also help as well when you're working with colors, because it helps. The reason why candles have colors because the candles represent each chakra in your body and your aura. So if your aura is very dirty, you know, you may need to cleanse your aura, and I recommend sea salt. I recommend sage, meditation, positive thinking, lots of vitamin D. Just getting your vibration where it's supposed to be so you don't keep attracting all this negative junk around you. That's one of the starter things that you could start doing. Start praying a lot, asking your guides and angels to help you as well, and Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. And then what you want to do is go out and get you a reversible candle, which you think that would actually help to turn your Wheel of Fortune around, your luck. And I recommend a green and black candle, reversible candle for you. And what that will do is it will reverse everything that is bad luck around you into good luck, because the green represents good luck. So what you're doing is you're drawing in the negative energy and then you're pushing it out. So wherever it's drawing in your aura or in your energy field, you're pushing that out. With the green candle on top and the black on the bottom, and these are called reversible action candles, and you can find these online. Just go on there, if you have internet access, just go on there and look up reversible candles, action candles, and they will have colors, you know. And if you need more love in your life, which I got me a pink and yellow candle. So you'll get a lot of synchronicities. Don't get me wrong. You will get a lot of synchronicities, because today I was sitting down with a gentleman and he drawed my picture of myself as an angel. And when he started drawing the picture and painting the picture, he started painting pink on my face, okay? So the pink represented love, okay? So I was once that's part of my archetype. I was an angel of love. So it's telling me to work with the angels of love more, which is why I got a pink and yellow candle. So he used a lot of yellow and a lot of pink on my picture, which does not surprise me because those are the colors I'm working with the candle. So you'll get a lot of synchronicities like that from the angels. Whatever entity or spirits that you or archetypes that you might be working with will help you as well. But I do recommend getting past a lot of your barriers, because it sounds like you're dealing with a lot of barriers as well. Isn't that what you're getting, Roy?
Actually, I just pulled the Seven of Clubs card. Could you tell her what that means?
The Seven of Clubs?
Yeah.
Isn't that the scattered card?
Well, it says doubtful about making decisions.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like she's in a decision in her life where she's doubtful about everything.
Right.
You know, and where all the doubt comes from is from that negative energy I was talking about, that stationary.
Right.
And to move all that, she needs to do a cleansing. And I recommend a black candle for a cleansing, a black and white candle. Always get white candles with black, because that's a cleansing. So you can get a double reaction action candle with a white on top and black on the bottom. Or you can even do the opposite. If you do the opposite, then you're just drawing in the negative energy and you're sending it back to where it's supposed to come from. Depends on what you want to do with it. You can ground it too. If you want to ground it, you could do that. And then bring in the light where, you know, your chakras are missing. You know, where the energy's stuck. basically. But yeah, I work with a lot of candles, a lot of energy fields, a lot of colors. So that's what you want to work with right now in your energy field.
And another question I want to ask you, are you in the place where you're living, do you have any close friends that you, you know, are talking to, you know, about, you know, what the situation that you're in?
Just some people from church.
Yeah.
They're trying to help me, but, I mean, I have an apartment full of stuff that I don't know what to do with. They told me to sell everything, and I mean, I'll sell and donate what I can, but I can't get rid of every little thing I have because when I get a place, I can't afford to replace everything. But they think for me to put the stuff in storage would be a waste of money, and I don't agree with that.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not. Why?
Because on this third card that I pulled says that a new romance is coming your way.
A new romance? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm in such an uproar right now. I'm afraid to type
well,
a man.
This is going to be beneficial for you. Because
I mean, I was in a relationship.
You.
Do you see that man coming back?
Yeah.
Or do you see a new person? Is this the man that I was dating? Or do you see a man?
No, it's somebody new that you're going to meet. Or even it don't even have to be a romance. It could just be a friendship, you know, somebody who's going to help you with, you know, the situation that you're in.
I don't know. I haven't met anybody. I mean, I'm talking to somebody in my church, but he's married. I mean, he's a pastor, but he helps me with gas. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't even have gas money for.
Yeah.
I mean, my apartment wants me out in a week, and I can't even get out in a week, and I'm
Let me explain something to you, and I want Adrian to verify this with me. You know, Adrian was at a point in his life where, you know, he was almost going to become homeless.
That's pretty much where I'm at.
And how fast did that turn around, Adrian?
Really fast, with faith.
Yeah. So a lot of it has to do with faith.
Oh, I have a lot of faith.
You have to work very closely with your angels. You have to meditate. You have to keep, you know, focusing, you know, on abundance and allowing the law, you know, of attraction, you know, to come into your life and raise your vibration, you know. Don't, you know, listen to negative people, you know, focusing on the positive only.
And I tried, but when you don't even have money for gas, it's kind of hard to even get out of this rut.
The whole thing is, you've always, even in the past, you know, the Lord's always provided you with the things that you needed. He gave you a roof over your head. He gave you clothes. He gave you all the necessary things that, you know, for you to survive. And you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it will happen again. But what we want to do for you right now, and I'm glad that you called our show tonight, I want you to explain her what the Neo Cube can do for her.
Well, the Neo Cube can really help speed things up because it opens up Stargate in the universe. So we can definitely do the Neo Cube if you want.
You allow us to, you know, do this for you to help you so that things will turn around and start manifesting things at a lot faster rate for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, agent.
Okay. Device, activate and increase now. Device, activate Stargate mode and increase now. Device, activate automatic mode and increase now. Device, what we would like to do at this time is we would like to turn this lady's, her wheel of fortune around to, for the better, and that her life will start to improve and things will start manifesting for her in a positive environment and positive energy for her highest good. And to ask that the higher power of the angels will help to manifest this in the highest good, that abundance and prosperity will come her way, and banish all negativity and all negative energy from her energy field at this time. And we bring in only light energy and positive energy around her and love from the light. Device, activate and increase now. Device, we trust you completely to integrate our mind, bodies, and spirits at this time. Device, we thank you. We end session now.
And what did you feel from that when Adrian was doing that meditation for you?
Yeah.
Did you feel anything from that?
Yes, I felt a lot lighter.
A lot lighter? And that's, you know, what you should feel. And so the main thing, like Adrian mentioned, you know, start, you know, buy you one of these candles, do some research, you know, find out about, you know, what you have to do to turn this around. With sometimes, you know, why we're being affected by different things because of different energies, you know, that might be coming our way, that, you know, these can come from other sources and cause, you know, blockades in our lives. And it's, a lot of it has to do with, you know, where is our faith, you know? You know, can we get back after we fall down on the ground, can we get back up, you know, and move forward again? So, you know, don't feel like it's just you, because we've had thousands of other callers that are going through something, you know, just as well as I am and my son Nathan is all the
mm-hmm.
time. You know, we're all going through something. We just have to be strong, you know, with our faith.
I mean, that card that you pulled, did you say that was the man that I was seeing, or you said somebody new?
This will be somebody new.
And when do you think that will be?
And this will happen within the next 2 weeks or within the next 2 months. The main thing is, you know, you have to start visualizing what kind of person that you want to come into your life. Have you had some bad relationships in the past?
Oh, yeah, really bad.
So then you have to start focusing on the kind of relationship that you want to have.
Yeah, well, I really want to just focus on getting myself on my feet before I can concentrate on...
The main thing is, you know, focus on your health. That's number one. Number two, once you, you know, have focus on your health, then you'll get into the kind of job that you want. You remember to use all your talents and all your creativity and all your sources to get you into that job and focus on the kind of job that you want to get. And that's when the new relationship will come into your life.
Oh, you mean I'm going to meet him at work?
It could be somebody at work. It could be somebody that you meet, you know, coming around the corner and bump into them.
Because I did have a really good interview last week. But I didn't... Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I had a really good interview last week. And,
did you?
Yeah, I mean, they seemed like they really wanted to hire me. But they said the owner was going away on vacation, and they wanted to wait till he came back to meet with me. And I emailed them today to find out the status on what was going on, but I haven't heard back. I mean,
is there any way that you could go there in person?
I guess I could, but I emailed them and figuring maybe they gave me their business. They were like, if you, does anything.
Me and my son Adrian both know that email is not the best way.
Yeah.
In person is the best way. A lot of it has to do with your determination.
Seem like they're really interested in me, but I don't know. I mean, do you think that job might come through for me? Or when do you see a job coming through for me?
Let's see. It keeps showing within the next 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How am I going to survive for the next 2 months when I can't even, don't even have gas in my car now?
Now, do you have any family there?
No, I don't. I have my ex-husband, but he's very, very vicious.
Hmm.
He helped me a few months ago, and he told me he'd never help me again. And he says all these mean, rotten things to me. He says he that I should be homeless. You know, I mean, it's terrible the way I. And he's brainwashing my kids too. It's terrible.
And do you have kids living with you now?
No, they live with him now. I couldn't afford them. I mean, I couldn't even afford to. They had to go stay with him. Because I just couldn't do it. I could. I was paying rent. I couldn't even afford where I was living. That's how I got so behind.
Right.
Lost my job before Christmas, and I was kept hoping I would, you know, find something. But ever, you know, then I got really back on my rent, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm waiting for a lawsuit to come through too. But I don't even know if that's. Do you see any money? I mean, how am I going to make it from now until 2 months? I mean, do you see any money coming through? Anyone helping me? I mean, how? Where am I going to stay? A shelter? I mean, I just don't know what to do. They want me out of my place in a week.
Within a week, huh?
Yeah. I asked them, can you please give me more time? I have nowhere to go. No one to even move me. The church wants me to get rid of everything. They said they'll give me $60 to put my stuff in storage. That's not enough money to put my
right.
stuff in storage. I mean, I can't get rid of everything I own. What happens when I want to get in my own place again? I don't have the money to replace everything.
Hey, Jen, what are you getting? Adrian? We must have lost Adrian on the other line. But what my guides are telling me at this time is that you need to make the steps. By that is you have to start focusing, because everything that you're telling me is there's a lot of negativity. You need to start focusing on more positive things. Because, see, the universe don't discriminate. If you want more, if you want more poverty, it'll send you more poverty.
And I try, I mean, I'm out every day.
If you want more, you know, abundance in your life, then it'll send you that abundance. But a lot of it has to do with... I know you're going through some rough times, but you have to start, you know, getting stronger in your faith.
Mm.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was a very religious person. I mean, I
don't have nothing to do with religion.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with your spiritual connection with God.
Mm-hmm. I always pray. I mean, I pray all the time. I pray. I listen to Doreen Virtue, Louise Hay. I mean, I just, you know. I don't.
You believe.
I try really hard, believe me. I mean, but then there's something that always.
The thing is, you can't say try because try means that you can't. There's only do.
Mm.
You could only do. You can't try.
Okay, well, I just don't. I mean, I'm just.
The main thing is, use all your sources. I'm sure, you know, there's programs there for women. There's, you know, places that you can go if you don't have no place to go. You know, main thing is don't focus on what you're going to lose, but focus on what you're going to gain. All these material things that we have can be replaced. We do not have a connection with them because when we leave this life, all that's going to stay behind. We came into this world with nothing. We'll leave with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is focus, you know, on that, and then you'll find that, you know, you'll start drawing a lot more positive people towards you that's going to help you in whatever you're going through right now, and they're going to give you a lot of good advice.
Well, who is that?
These are people that are being sent to you, you know, through your prayers.
But have I met them yet?
No. These are people that you're going to meet. Main thing is you got to start learning, you know, to trust.
Oh,
you've had pretty bad experiences in the past where you felt that a lot of people has backstabbed you.
Yes, that is so true. I have felt that way. I have made friends with people. I have had relationships.
And a lot of them are lied to you, and they took things from you, and you know, and made you, you know, they've even gossiped and slandered you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just,
you know, you have to remember who you are and you know, and why you do things for people, you know, and a lot of it, you know, has to do with your friendship and your love for them, you know, that you didn't do it, you know, to hurt anyone.
No, I'm constantly being disappointed in people. I mean, I make friends with people, and then before you know it, I'm realizing they're not my friend. They're stabbing me in the back. Like you just said, they're gossiping and talking about me. And I'm like, well, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? Why does this always happen to me? What? I try and be friendly and nice, and then all of a sudden I realize somebody's stabbing me in the back.
Right.
For no reason at all.
What I'm getting also is that you need to work really closely with the angels. You know, the angels are there and they want to help you. All you have to do is ask for their help.
Oh, I'm always begging for their help. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I go to bed praying. I talk to the angels, talk to my family and spirit, my guides. I mean, I don't know what else to do. You know, the relationships are
bad.
And
if you were to... what would you change? If you were to change something right now, what would you change?
What would I change? I would have a job where I could feel safe, and I would be in a relationship that I would feel safe. It'd just be very honest and just very, you know, supportive and
mm-hmm.
be in a place where I, in a home, in a house that I could live in and feel at peace and just.
And where you're at, how long have you been there?
I moved here in September, and 5 days later, I fell down the steps and broke my leg. So that was not a good way to start out in a place. So I think from the get-go, this place was a bad move.
So what I'm getting is that it's not working for you where you're at.
Oh, I know that. Believe me, it hasn't since I first moved in. I mean, to move in and have an accident as soon as you move in.
In other words, you started out on the wrong foot.
Yeah, in more ways than one. Yeah, you're
exactly
right. And then I had to sue the landlord, so that put me in a worse position. So now it's with the landlord, and they want me out so bad. So
mm-hmm.
I thought maybe they would negotiate with me since I had that accident, but they don't. They don't care. They want me out.
Yeah. So you didn't, start out very good with your landlord.
They
feel that you're more of a liability and not.
Yeah. So it's put a bad taste in their mouth from the start.
Yeah.
It isn't good. So I think from the start I was doomed here.
Yeah. Well. And what I'm getting to, the card that I pulled, that you need to find a new place. It's going to be sort of radical. It's a radical change, but it's going to have a lot of benefit for you. It's almost like starting a new beginning.
I don't know where can I go to a place with no money? Even the shelter, you can only stay there for 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of going to another state?
No, I'm going to school right now here, so I can't. I'm pursuing a degree at night and online. I'm doing something with my life. I'm not just sitting here feeling sorry for myself. My kids
mm-hmm.
live. I had to let them go live with their father and.
Right.
10 minutes away from where I live. There's not a lot of opportunity in this area. And. All my family live in New York, but
mm-hmm.
they don't. I just wrote my brother a letter tonight because he changed his phone numbers. There's no way for me to get in touch with him.
Mm-hmm.
Since my parents passed away, my whole family is separated.
Yeah.
They talk more to my ex-husband than they do to me because he poisons their mind. You know, he's just.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
why it's important that you get this candle that Adrian talks about. It's called the reversal candle. What I'm getting, too, is that your ex sent a lot of negative energy to you.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like you're experiencing a lot of negativity.
Oh, my God. That man has
Because a lot of your cards that I pull were a lot of negative cards.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my ex is very... He's a man that is filled with so much hatred and
mm-hmm.
and he just doesn't want to let go of the past because I left him 10 years ago and the man if he could find a way to put me in jail, he would do it.
Yeah, what he wants to do is he wants, to destroy your life.
Oh, I know that. He's been trying to destroy me for years.
Yeah. But it keeps talking about this new romance that you're going to be meeting in the future.
Yeah, well, I've been told this before anyway. It's in my astrological chart that I'm supposed to be meeting my new husband. But I don't know, I kept being told he was, I thought my last relationship, because he asked me to marry him after 2 weeks, but thank God that didn't happen because I realized he was not the person for me.
Right.
And when I needed him the most, he turned his back on me. So that to me was a big indicator that.
Like I said, you got to learn how to forgive the things from the past, because if not, you're going to keep repeating them.
Well, how do you forgive when somebody's thrown so much negative energy at you?